When's the last time you had a hangover? Yeah, I had one last night, or should I say this morning, because last night Roger Overall and myself did a gin tasting in my kitchen. We had 12 bottles of gin in front of us, and we had 12 egg cups. We had 2 glasses of water. We had raspberries, strawberries, blueberries, pineapple, and olives, and a big bottle of Schweppes tonic. We tasted 9 of the 12 gins, and we decided that of the gins that we had in front of us, certainly 2 of them were so good that we would happily have them as a gin martini, dry martini. And one was Kyoto dry gin, which I brought back from Japan, and the other was Boyle's gin, which is made by a company called Blackwater, Irish Blackwater, and but it sold much cheaper than the Blackwater gin. One was 54.6%. That was the Japanese one, and the Boyle was 40.2%, I think. The gins we tasted, in no particular order, were Garnish Island, Gunpowder, Kyoto Dry Gin, Boyle's Gin. We didn't taste Tanqueray 10. There was so little of it left that we decided we wouldn't taste it. Gin Mare, Silent Pool, Cotswold, Dingle. That's it. And we didn't taste Chemistry because we had so little of it left. The ones that came off worst in the tasting were Garnish Island and Gunpowder. They didn't do very well at all. We did tasting from the egg cups, then we did gin and tonics, and we finished off with gin martinis. Now, we only had 2 large-ish gin martinis, and we were both blown away by both of them.